Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast de kite kurete koto arigatou gozaimasu. Hey everybody and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, we're breaking down the world's most fantasticalness that breaking down the world's most amazing language in 5 minutes or less. And I'm your host, John Sensei. Today we're going over the grammar of Maya. This week we're talking a lot about time and place. And as our last episode with Toki, today we're talking about Maya, which means to be in front of or before. Maya can be used in both situations and has a similar grammar pattern to Toki or Tame, as we have talked about in the past. That means that if it's it being a noun in and of itself, if it's conjugated with a no, it's connecting to the previous noun or object. And then if it's followed with a verb or adjective, it's usually followed with ni. That being said, if there is a verb before Maya that you're talking about doing something before a verb, then you would not need the particle ni or no with that. You would simply connect it onto there. Again, you can always go check it out at our website at manga-sensei.com for that in-depth grammar analysis. But let's jump into some example sentences so I can show you exactly how to use Maya, because Maya can be used with time as well as direction, as well as like location of something. So it's good to kind of understand the various uses of mae. The first example sentence is
用事の前に行きました。用事の前に行きました。
So in there I'm using 用事 or 4 o'clock の前に行きました. There I'm connecting it with time. So before 4 o'clock, 用事 の前. Saying before the Maya there, and then kimasu. I'll come before 4 o'clock. You can also connect out with any other verb that you like if you're talking about time. Like you could say,
僕が4時、5時、何でも時でも大丈夫。 5時の前、迎えに行きますよ。
I'll come to get you or come to meet you before 5 o'clock or whatever time that you like. Now when using it for location, you can use it in a similar way. For example, you could say,
僕の母ちゃんがうちの前に待っています。
In that case, I'm saying my mom will be waiting in front of the house.
家の前に、うちの前に,
in front of or before the house. And she'd be waiting in that case. Another way you could use it if you're taking it be after a verb, if you're modifying a verb. So you could say,
座る前、ちょっとここに来て。 座る前、ちょっとここに来て。
Before you sit down, come over here for a second. Before you sit down, come over here for a second. I'm just putting the mae after the now after the verb and then putting the mae after it. So it's modifying that which it follows. I could use it in various situations like this for location, being before or in front of something. Or I could also use it with the time. One thing not to get it confused with, though, is the word もうすぐ, or in, when talking about to go forward. To go forward is a different, or talking about you to go もうすぐ, just a little bit more, therefore, it's a little after this go. And so you need to make sure that you're using Maya to meet in front of, or to be before something. With that, we'll sign off. My goodness, can I talk today? We'll sign off today, and then we'll catch you tomorrow. And if you need anything, feel free to go and check us out at manga-sensei.com for a whole bunch of free extra Japanese language helps. We're just here to help you. With that, Janne.